I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A driver ran through a red light on Broadway in downtown Nashville on Saturday afternoon, killing one person and injuring several others. The man who died was Timothy Wedlock, a 58-year-old from Sydney, Australia. He was hit at the intersection of 4th Avenue and Broadway. The other pedestrians were struck and two of them were hospitalized. The Tennessean reports the accident has put a spotlight on the debate over car traffic on Broadway, a street where hundreds of pedestrians use the crosswalk at a given time. It's closed on weekend nights starting at 7 p.m., but some believe it should be closed all the time, or at least all weekend. There have been 28 pedestrian deaths on Nashville roads this year, the Tennessean reports. At this point in 2025, there had only been 9, according to the map maintained by Cycling City LLC. It could soon be more hospitable to travel by Greyhound bus in and out of Knoxville. That station is roughly a 3-hour, $35 ride from Nashville. WUOT's Jackie Sieber reports Knoxville is getting a new enclosed terminal after 4 years without one.
Matthew DeBar DeLaban is a council member. He facilitated the lease through his day job in real estate.
One of the hopes is that now that they'll have a facility with restrooms, with a seating area, with a ticket agent, with food nearby.
Greyhound currently picks up in front of a bank in East Knoxville. Passengers like Jacob Steelman huddle under the bank's awning and sit alongside the curb to wait for their ride.
I mean, this isn't a very accessible location.
A spokesperson for Greyhound says the company hopes to open the new terminal early next year. I'm Jackie Sieber in Knoxville.
Today is the first day of school for 9 Middle Tennessee counties. Others, like Metro Nashville Public Schools, have a little more time. Kids in Nashville go back to class on August 11th. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.